Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
Yes, this is Get Real, where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. Yes, and we have Sam Kim back in the studio today.
He's in the Dive Studios. It's official. He's in the hoodie and it's getting crazy. Hey, do that dance.
Welcome back.
He's killing it.
How y'all been?
Good.
That's great. Good.
Okay.
Yes. How was last week for you?
It was really… it was good. It was just talking… I got to think a lot about the things I don't think about.
Yeah. Mm.
Just like all those memories of Black Friday, Thanksgiving. Yep.
Yeah.
Eating KFC.
Mm. We held hands. about what we were grateful for.
I remember that.
Fire. Mm.
I'm thankful for that.
I think we touched up on this a little bit. But we're going to talk about holiday blues today.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay. Mm,
yes. I mean, holiday season may be really festive and cheerful, but for many of us, and for many out there, it can be, you know, lonely and even stressful. So we want our listeners to know that they're not alone and that we all have our ups and downs as well.
Yep.
If there's anything you guys wanted to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment on the video when the full episodes go up on youtube.com/divepods. And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please… leave a 5-star review.
5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Just so that more people can find out about it and enjoy the podcast with you guys and us. I'm trying to say it differently so you can copy me.
I'm like waiting for fun.
All right. So we're talking about holiday season today and holiday blues. Holiday season. I love the Christmas season at end of the year. Do you guys?
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't really feel that different from any… I mean, but no. Actually, seeing if it snows and it gets colder… Mm. There's like a whole different vibe from that. Mm-hmm. But just in general, like the it doesn't feel festive.
Really? During the Christmas season when you hear carols everywhere… when you see all the, you know, Christmas lights and Christmas trees everywhere… Mm-hmm. Doesn't that make you feel…
I don't really hear a lot of carols. I hear… Mariah and me come out around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second I hear, then I'm like, okay, it's coming. It's coming. But it doesn't really feel too different.
You talked about it in the last podcast, but you said that you were here in Korea for 6 years now and you visited about like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Were those times during like Christmas seasons? When you got a break?
No, it wasn't. No. It was around like… it was hot. When I remember it being really hot in Seattle. Uh-huh. Whenever I would go. Mm.
I think I was only in… the last time I was in New York for the Christmas season was like 2 years ago. 2-3 years ago. So not too long ago.
Okay.
I love being in New York during Christmas time.
New York is lit, huh?
Yeah, it's lit.
I remember a movie called Jingle Bells.
There was a movie called Jingle Bells?
It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Mm-hmm. Was that in New York too? Yeah, right? It was held in New York. It was when like he's a father trying to get a specific toy for his son. And That movie, when that movie comes out, that means it's really getting festive around Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York gets lit.
I don't know how this year is going to be though. Like, I don't know if there are still going to be carols on the streets and like lights everywhere because I don't know if people will be out.
Yeah.
You know, going around a lot. But
I mean, everyone's going to be masked up, so you can't really see people smiling.
Mm.
It's going to be an interesting Christmas, I think. 2020 Christmas is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I already started listening to Christmas music.
Dang, Christmas already?
Songs. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I started like yesterday. I started listening to all the Christmas albums and stuff.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I like the Ariana Grande ones.
Ariana Grande. I like Frank Sinatra.
Old school.
Sinatra. Okay, okay. Mm. Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Okay. All those people.
Mm.
Dang.
Do you like listening to Christmas carols?
I love Christmas carols.
You should sing one.
Right now, do it.
Right now?
No, I'm just kidding.
You should release a Christmas totally carol. Kidding. I mean, if you sing one now, we'd be grateful.
Yeah, you mean… Hold on.
One of my favorites is…
let me get in the mood. Yes. Ashley hates putting on the headphones. She put on the headphones for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try it. Voice. Let me see this. Let me see if this works. Have yourself… Merry little Christmas.
Ooh.
Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of my way. Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You guys heard it here first at Dive Studios. Get real. That was Woo! Sam Kim. He came through with the vocals.
I love Christmas carols.
Right? Yeah. They're so warm.
They're so warm, but there's something like really sad
about it.
There's something really melancholy. Melancholy. There you go.
I feel like Christmas, you have to find a way to be around people. If you can't, it's going to be that's like one of the times where like you're going to feel loneliest if you don't have people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So…
For no particular reason either.
Yeah.
It's because it's the holidays. Yeah. You're supposed to be with people.
Yeah.
If you're like alone, it just feels weird.
Yeah. What's interesting is in the States, Christmas is more like family time.
Yeah.
But in Korea…
It's all about the couple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. If you don't have a couple, it's about partying with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's mostly about like everyone wants to have a girlfriend or boyfriend during their Christmas time and spend it with their significant other.
Yeah.
It's like the New Year is more about… Wait, no, not even New Year's. Even when they count down, they're mostly with friends. Yeah. But like Lunar New Year's is when they're with family. And Christmas, everything else is with their significant other or
True
with
that.
Friends partying. Yeah.
I'm usually partying because I get lit.
What do you do? I'm so curious. From last week too. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you party?
I mean, just normal partying. Right. Just, you know, I'm with friends. You know, we'll have some good alcohol, some good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just vibe, you know. Just talk. And sometimes someone will put on music. I'll usually put on music.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll dance a little bit. And then we'll just, you know, have a good time. But, you know… I don't know. I always look for that. I feel like when it's partying, there's partying, it's just in my head. It's two things: good whiskey and good dancing.
Hmm.
Good whiskey, though.
Yeah.
I love good whiskey.
Do you like drinking?
I like good alcohols. Like,
what's good?
Like, I like whiskeys. Hold up.
What's your favorite whiskey?
My favorite whiskey is Dalmore.
Dalmore? Uh-huh. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, a Macallan.
I know Macallan. Uh-huh. Okay, Macallan's good.
I like single malts.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. My go-to is Balvenie.
Balvenie.
Balvenie's not bad at all. I recently got into Oban.
What's that?
I don't know. It's Oban. It tastes really good.
I've never heard of that before.
It's not bad at all.
When did you guys start getting into whiskey? Because I don't know if my taste buds are still like, you know, like a baby. So I can't enjoy whiskey.
What do you like?
I like sweet stuff.
She likes her like
wine, cocktails but… and like… Not too sweet, like cocktails, like Midori Sour, or like Peach Crush, you know, those sweet
stuff. Oh, that's
what
you don't like.
No, I don't like too sweet stuff. But then I like Bokbunja.
Okay.
Oh,
the plum wine, the Korean plum wine.
That's a classy drink in Korea too. That's classy.
Yeah, it's like wine but sweeter and a little thicker. That's why I like it.
Yeah. It's like Korean wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can't… I don't know why people drink whiskey. It's so bitter for me.
It's bitter. The taste isn't really that great. But really, I feel like it's more the atmosphere. Mm. Like when you drink whiskey and you're just like… I feel like a boss right now. It's kind of like that.
I feel like people who drink whiskey, they're like either like smoking like a tobacco… What is that called?
Like a cigar?
Cigar. Yeah. Cigar. And like having like a… on the rock.
On some like mafia type stuff. Like, hey, bring me the cigar, man. You know what I mean? Like on some like Scarface type stuff. Yeah,
that's what I think of still. But anyways… you know when you released the song Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
How many years were you in Korea for at that time?
At that time, I think maybe one or two. Mm. So it was in the earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's most like… when you're having the most difficulty.
When you're adjusting. Yeah. And actually I wrote Seattle when I went home. So it was like one of the first times I got to go home for a few days.
Yeah.
It was actually the longest time I was able to stay at home too. I think it was like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that's… I just remember at home we have a piano. And on that piano, like I spent my childhood on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't really have any games or like phone. The internet wasn't really a thing for us at home. My mom would work all day. From like 8 a.m. to maybe like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she had no other way to monitor me. So I remember she would call me at a specific time. And then just leave the phone on and monitor me that way. If I were doing my scales. If I was practicing the song that I was supposed to be practicing.
What? Wait, do you come from like a musical family?
I guess so. I guess so. My mom sings. My aunt, she plays piano. She's a piano teacher.
Wow.
I think that's like as far as the musicality goes in my family.
Because
mm-hmm. My dad is a complete tone deaf. Yeah, my dad is completely tone deaf. But my mom's side, if anything, it's the more musical side.
So she wanted you to pursue music?
No.
The piano was just for like discipline?
Extracurricular? I'm sure it's almost a stereotype now. Every Asian kid has to learn something.
Yeah.
And the piano is like the most accessible.
Yeah.
Especially with my aunt being a piano teacher. My mom couldn't pass that up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I went through. So anyways, like my whole childhood, I spent on that piano for like 3-4 hours a day.
Dang.
And so… after going through K-pop star and kind of training, taking dance lessons.
Dang.
For the going first through, time like, in
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, wow. Going through like a routine as a trainee for a year or two. I go back and then I see this piano in a completely different way.
Yeah.
Like I sat down on it and what came out was Seattle.
Wow.
Oh, wow. When did you miss home the most and your family the most while you were in Korea?
I would say when I would get sick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's not like my mom or my family really did anything for me when I was sick anyways at home. But it's just the fact that
They're there.
And then one day they're not.
True.
You know?
True.
And so being in Korea, what if you get sick?
Being sick alone sucks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a fever like 3 years ago for a week straight. I've never had a fever for a week straight.
A week straight?
I was dying, bro. I was like… I was in bed like every day just… I think that was that experience was the closest I feel like I've ever been to death.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just… I had a fever for a week. It was insane. It was before Corona. So you don't have to punch your piss and like, you know, it's… I thought I was gonna die. The first thing, like, it was so bad that I would turn. So, you know how when you get a fever, they say you have to sweat it out, right?
Uh-huh.
It was in winter too. So, I had the boiler on, like, to the highest. And I was just laying on the hardwood floor, like this, trying to sweat. I need to sweat. I was like, God. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. But I had no one next to me.
Mm.
I was just at home by myself. Like, dang, this sucks.
Did you go to the hospital?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Three times. Three times. I was like, hey, this fever isn't going away. And they're like, hey, you just need to take medicine and sweat it out. And they gave me a shot. I went back. It wasn't getting any better. I think it was around the time when I was dieting really hard too. So like, I feel like… And I was really stressed.
Was probably weak.
It was. It crashed. Because I was like… Dieting super hard. My mind was also not in the right place. And then like, you know, the stuff I was eating like one chicken breast a day.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Because it's just so different from summer, winter, everything. Just because the temperature is different. Everything from what you want to eat, drink, wear.
Mm-hmm. Life is just completely…
Mm-hmm. So when you just see those kind of changes, I think it just inspires different things.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
I hate the winter because… I mean, I like winter because of Christmas and, you know, all the holiday festivities. Mm-hmm. But I hate winter because I always gain so much weight in the winter time. Right? Because like our bodies naturally want to store fat for the cold. And also because I get lazy in the winter because it's cold. I don't want to go out.
Nope.
Not even to the convenience store that's like three minutes away. No. I just get everything delivered. Even when I hang out with friends, I… only try to go out when it's like less cold.
Yeah.
On days that are freezing, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I got to cancel. I don't want to go out today.
Yeah. Shout out Coupang Man one time. Coupang Delivery Man. They be delivering in the winter when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even drive cars. They drive the, you know… Oh, wait, no. Coupang Man drive cars. Coupang. Yeah. I'm talking about…
Coupang Eats. Coupang Eats and the food delivery. People. Yeah. Oh, they gotta deliver in motorcycles.
Yeah. They better get paid a lot. You guys be… Coupang, you know… Coupang Eats. 배달 민주. You better pay your drivers a lot.
Yeah. And it's dangerous too.
And it's dangerous when your hands are all like cold. Slippery. Yeah.
I saw that they have like mittens attached to the handles. Yeah. I didn't know. I was like, oh.
They should install like, you know what makes the 전기장판 warm? They should do that for the hands too. Yeah.
And the butt.
And the butt too. Yeah, butt warmer. That's essential. They need that. Long time ago, I organized like my own little kickback.
Yeah.
And I had people come.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh snap. Everyone's here because I told them to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out. It's possible. You know what I mean? I was just like, all right, let's like whenever I feel like we should get together, I'll just like hit everyone up.
Yeah.
So it became a little easier.
Me too. I think I reach out to people a lot and try to make plans. I mean, on days I feel like going out, of course, but I'll reach out to people first and see what they're doing and see if they have time. And I'll meet up with them. I don't really wait for other people to hang out with me. Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
Well, I think I don't really like going out. I think I'm just more… I like being at home.
The more mellow type.
Right. I'm really outgoing. I love people. But when it's just… I have a day off. I didn't like to go out of my house. And like I said, I was really addicted to just like gaming and stuff. You know what I mean? Because all my childhood friends are back in the States. So.
They all game too?
Yeah, they all game. Nice. So that was like my main
little
time
hobby.
To just kick back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking with my friends. You know, gaming isn't really just gaming.
Yeah,
you
get
to talk with your boys.
Yeah.
What's
exactly.
going on with your life?
Yeah.
Who are you dating lately?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, get him, he's over there. Why did you call that out?
Oh my god, so realistic.
I got him.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway, so talking about life.
So that's how I spent my days, but just like just being in all day, I realized it wasn't really healthy.
It isn't.
So I've been trying to reach out more to my friends in real life.
Yeah.
And going out and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like back then, even if I did get… I would get invited really often.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just be like, I'm busy or not today, bro. And just kind of brush it off. But lately, I've been going out more. And I feel much better.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have…
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's definitely always a time where like you feel like you don't really want to meet people. But I feel you need that in order to feel like you need people.
Yeah.
And then when you get too much of meeting people, you're going to want to, you know, be at home again. So it's like just having a good balance is important.
Yeah. If you get stuck, especially just being inside and you think you like that, you get stuck in that.
Yeah. It's easy.
You get comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get out of your comfort zone sometimes.
I feel that.
Yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
Have you found that like group of friends to kind of rely on and depend on now in Korea?
Yeah. Well, if they hear this and I say no, it's
we should cut that out too.
It's a difficult question because I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out how I can depend on people, but just that group of friends that I know will always be there. Yeah, I have that. I have a good foundation.
That's
I have a good circle.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I feel that. Hey, some problems. The only person that can get you out of them is yourself.
Yeah, you gotta.
But friends are definitely a good distraction from those problems.
Distraction, yeah. You know,
sometimes you need to be distracted from certain types of stress and problems in your life. And friends are perfect for that.
Yeah. Or they can help you get through it.
Yeah, or they can help you get through it too. You could talk about it, talk a gang of shit, and then like. How do I get through this? And some of your friends might have the answer.
Yeah.
True. Hey, Ashley. Did we get some mail?
You've got mail. Yes. We have some messages.
Transition.
User Ashray84 says, my boyfriend and I have been together just shy of 8 months. Mm-hmm. He has said he doesn't do holidays / birthdays because they're stupid. That's his only reasoning. I love both. Not because of the presents, but it's just nice to know someone thought of you. His birthday was about 1.5 months into our relationship, and due to my mom being in the hospital, I was a little light on cash, so I got him a gift bag filled with every kind of candy Reese's makes and a nice car. That's his favorite.
That's fire.
It wasn't elaborate, but I wanted him to know I thought of him. My birthday was 3 months in and I got a text. We ended up actually fighting because I felt he didn't try. I told him I didn't expect something elaborate, but I didn't feel he made an effort at all. Mm. I pointed out that I didn't have a lot of money on his birthday, but I still made an effort. Mm. Recently, we had a really rocky patch, but came through it stronger than ever. I have spent quite a bit of time thinking about Christmas and decided to get him an autographed football from one of his favorite NFL players.
Dude, that's big.
I think he will love it, and I'm really excited about giving it to him. I texted him, I don't know what you're planning on getting me for Christmas. Chances are you haven't even thought about it, but I'm 99% certain I figured yours out, and I'm super excited how awesome it's going to be. He responds with, you do what you want, just don't expect any reciprocation. How can I explain to him that if he does absolutely nothing, I'm going to be hurt and that I want some effort from him? It's not about the money. I just want to know he thought of me. Oh my God.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay.
That's so mean.
Take it away, Sam.
I don't know.
Give me your take, Samuel.
So cruel.
So my take on this is… I mean, they receive love in different ways. Mm-hmm. They were raised different ways too. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the guy… He wasn't raised with birthdays. Mm-hmm. He wasn't raised with no holidays. Mm-hmm. So it's just not a thing he thinks special. Mm. Obviously, it's a different story for…
Yeah.
Ashray… What's her name?
Ashray84.
Ashray. So it's a different story. They're like two different people. Mm. I don't know. So what was the text that Ash sent her boyfriend?
Said, you know, I don't know what you're planning on getting me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I'm 99% certain I figured yours out. And I'm super excited at how awesome it's going to be.
Okay,
and
she girl, also, yeah. Even with that statement, that's hella passive aggressive, ain't it? Is that just me? I don't know.
I kind of felt that too a little bit. It's like, hey,
yeah,
I care about you. Care about me back.
She wrote in parentheses, chances are you haven't even thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 99% certain. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can understand why she's hurt that he didn't take care of her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reciprocation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She wants to receive this kind… Like, she just wants to know that he cares, but maybe he
just
doesn't
way.
Know that that's how, like, because it's not a special thing
for him.
Yeah. So,
but if your girlfriend said to you, like, oh, you know, it hurts me when you don't do anything, but then at the same time, I don't think you should do something expecting something in return. Because if you're giving someone something or getting someone something, it should just be out of your pure heart. of yeah. wanting to give, mm-hmm. Not expecting to receive anything in return. But then at the same time, it's like, what if I told you, like, you know, I'm trying to have a conversation with you and tell you honestly that this hurts me. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to at least just like show me that you care and show me that you think of me. It doesn't have to be showering me with gifts, but more than a text, like yeah. try harder.
Yeah.
Then what would you do? Wouldn't you try if you really love that person?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with relationships is it's all 50-50. Like you gotta come 50 and she'll come 50 or, mm-hmm. you know, whoever your significant other is. But it seems like I need to hear from the guy. Mm. I think it's kind of hard to tell right now. But I mean, if it was me and like, you know, because I've had relationships where there were some things that the girl thought was important that I didn't really think was that important mm-hmm. needed. Mm-hmm. But if it's special to her, to some extent, I need to be like, all right. I'm gonna come 50
yeah.
with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if the guy is straight up saying, don't expect the reciprocation, that's just like, that's like going back 50.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like,
no, I'm good. You uh-huh. know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I got a sign, you know, a football from one of my favorite players, that's crazy. That takes a lot of thought. That takes a lot of thought, and that's hard to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you get that football and you're the only one happy and you didn't get anything back. The reciprocation you're going to get from that is probably a breakup text or something. You're not going to… That relationship is not going to go too well. Because it's still… You know… Mm-hmm. Birthdays… Whatever. Christmas… Whatever. Yeah. It could be all whatever to you. But you got to understand like… The on the other side… Like what she thinks… If that's important… You got to come 50.
Mm.
At least 50. 45, exactly. You know, even 45.
Yeah.
It's tough to explain in words, but I think the main thing to take away from here is both y'all are super different in how you want to like receive your love. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think it's really different.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point in the relationship, it's almost a year. You got to understand that it's not really about your intention anymore. If your partner's not receiving the kind of love that you're given, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if they're not going to feel it. So the guy has to kind of, you know, focus up too and realize, oh, okay, it's not a big thing. Just give her a damn present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's how… It's
or
not
write,
even about like
or
the
write
present.
A really thoughtful letter. Get, like writing about… Letter. You know? Yeah, just tell her about how much you love her and yeah. what you like about her.
I know the girl's not… Like she doesn't want a gift for mm-hmm. the gift. She mm-hmm. wants a gift to like feel cared after. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. FYI real quick. If somehow, some way you're the boyfriend and… Or if you're the boyfriend in this type of situation… It's just a… Perfect time to get an awesome gift. She's gonna go crazy.
Like a letter, you know? Write her a yeah. letter.
Or like a specific… Like take her to a nice little restaurant that mm-hmm. like… Nah, just pay attention. A little detail. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I like cupcakes. I'll take her to a great cupcake place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like…
I mean, if the boyfriend is like 100 in every other area except the gift giving and like expressing love through like… You know, letters and gifts on special days. I think I could like let it slide.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would eventually just stop giving him presents too, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just like…
Because it makes sense to
you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, like he's so great at everything else. But just expressing love and, you know…
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday or holiday. So I'd be like, you know what? Just… I don't have to do it either.
Yeah.
We had a message from username Yellow K. My roommate and I are friends from college on the East Coast. We currently both live in a city on the West Coast. We have a good relationship where we live well together, socialize frequently with the same friends, make dinner, and rarely fight over household issues. Last night, I found out my roommate will be spending the holidays alone. Most of our friends are from the East Coast as well and will not be home around either. I would like advice on how to do something nice with her given our situations and relationship. I'll be leaving for a week over the holiday. Also, I don't know if I just want her to want to buy her something because I make a lot more money than she does. And I don't want her to feel like she should buy me something. I just want to make her feel loved and appreciated.
This is a good friend. Yo, you a good friend. What's her name?
Such a good friend. Yellow K.
Yeah, they're roommates. Uh-huh. Yellow K, you're a good friend. First off, whatever you end up doing, it's going to be good. I already know. You don't even need our advice.
Yeah.
She's a good friend.
Yeah. So wait, so what's the situation here?
Her friend is spending the holidays alone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so she needs to go somewhere else.
No. Apparently not, because she's trying to plan something or have something ready for her, right?
She's going
to
leave for a week during the holiday.
But she's going to come back?
Wait.
She just said, I just want advice on how to do something nice with her given our situations and relationship.
Because uh-huh. She isn't going back, but she is. Yo, spend a day, bro. Be like, invite her to do something, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But seeing how considerate she is, whatever. Yeah. I feel like you're going to have the advice already in your head.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a good friend.
That's really sweet. Wow. You don't have a lot of friends. Like, dude, you're a good friend. And I'm sure she's going to know. Your roommate's going to know. You know? So even just spending a day with her. I would say just… Don't worry about what she's gonna think or how if she's gonna be uncomfortable if I do this. Like I would suggest not to think too much about that. Yeah. Just do what you want to do. Show your appreciation.
Damn, that's love.
It's gonna come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get her a gift and write a card saying like, you know, I appreciate you so much and I love you so much as a friend. So I just wanted to do this for you because I wanted to.
Just like, out of love.
Yeah.
If it's the price thing, like if that's what's concerning you, don't get her something too expensive. Then. Yeah, just get her a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know what do girls give girls, like
what
flowers.
I give my
boys flowers.
Wow.
I give my boy a rose. Shoot.
Have you ever gotten flowers from a guy friend?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. And I've never gotten flowers either.
Oh man, I'm just bummed that she has to spend holidays alone. Her friend does, but…
Mm-hmm. But that's not your response. That's not your weight to carry.
I got an idea.
What?
Since she's spending it alone,
mm-hmm.
a good present would be like some movies and like, you know, like a list of some and like…
That's like really sweet, like, actually.
That would be a good thing. Like, hey, I know…
I
prepared a little something for you to just do so you don't feel alone. Just pretend I'm next to you, yada, yada, yada. I don't know, something like that. Something nice, something thoughtful. That's something thoughtful. But seeing how considerate she is, I bet you she would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
She knows what to do.
I think
your friend really will appreciate it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yellow K. I want a friend like Yellow K.
I need a friend like Yellow K.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Yellow K.
Be a friend like Yellow K.
Yellow K.
All right. We have some questions for Sam as well.
Ooh,
are you ready for some questions?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So we asked our listeners to text our questions for you. So here are some good ones.
Why not a letter?
Shauna from Virginia asks, I want to ask Sam Kim how he practices his vocals because he sounds crazy good.
Ooh. I do have a practice routine.
Ooh.
Just anything. YouTube has so many free scales and free like things you can watch lately. So it's not really about what you practice, I feel like. It's about how consistent you practice.
Mm, oh. Yeah, consistency.
Yeah. You can practice anything, just practice singing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, especially me, like I said, I like to cram things and there's no real consistency in my life. But the most I've improved was when I would spend 10, 20 minutes a day just doing my scales.
Mm. I thought you were about to say hours. I was also been like, what? And then you said minutes. I was like, oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, so 10, 20 minutes. That turned into… I practice an hour. Like, that's what I built up to.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because it's boring. Who wants to practice? True. Who wants to sit there and study?
Mm. Yeah, true that.
It's not easy and it's not supposed to be.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
If you want to get better, you'll put the work in.
Yep.
Anyways, I feel like consistency was what…
Made you improve the most.
Made me improve the most.
True. Wait, so when you first started singing, did you get singing lessons?
No, when I first started singing and playing guitar, I just did it because I loved it. It was so fun. I think having no internet and having no TV…
Definitely helped
too. Mm. There were no distractions.
I bet.
So it's really hard to focus now. Mm. I have my phone. I have my PC.
True.
So if I want to improve now, I have to put in the work. Mm. I have to want to do it.
Mentally, you gotta… Yeah. I feel that.
But… Yeah. Just… Mm-hmm.
Do your siblings have musical talents too?
So no, I think they take after my dad.
Oh, so it's just you. So, do they like look up to you and like fangirl or fanboy over you?
I think my brother does. My brother's like, dude, I want to be just like my
brother. Oh, it's so cute.
And my little brother, he's actually super rhythm oriented. Oh. Orientated. So he's really good at beatboxing. He's really good at dancing.
Oh,
okay.
He's not so much of a singer.
But so he's like me.
but he likes to like break it
dancing
down.
And like okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's talented.
I love singing. Mm-hmm. I suck at singing.
It's okay.
This is a different thing.
You're good at rapping.
But yeah, just for like singing tips, I guess. Always warm up your voice. The thing that warms up my voice the best is something called lip bubbles. So you just raise your cheeks up like this and then you do…
No, I did a
Why
lot
do you
of
have
those.
To raise up your cheeks?
You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
But it does help. Yeah.
This warms your vocal cords really well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like going up and up and down. Warm your voice up. You always stretch before you exercise. Warm your voice up before you sing. That way you don't get hurt. And then if you don't know what to practice, just practice singing your favorite songs. Maybe there's a high note that you can't get to. Maybe practice that, and in a year, I guarantee you'll be able to hit that note.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things like that. Practicing scales is actually more for pitch control, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a role model.
Who's your role model?
My role model was like Sam Smith.
Ooh.
And like those. But that was like more later into my career.
Uh-huh.
My first ever role models were like people… You guys probably don't know him, but it's an artist named Alan Stone.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually from Seattle too.
Oh.
But he has a really soulful voice. That's what I listen to.
Why you have a soulful voice?
So that's what I love to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
That deep vibrato.
Yeah.
And just like the deeper, huskier voices.
Yeah.
So I would always copy Alan Stone.
Oh, nice.
And like, yeah, it's… And it was just fun to hear myself improve every single day.
Mm.
Wow.
So yeah, have a role model. And then… Yeah. Keep doing you.
Irene Kim from Diamond Bar, California asks, how much has your Korean improved since recording Seattle?
Oh, from Seattle. It's improved a lot. That was my first album. It was the first year of my official career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, 4 years since then?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years.
Dang.
Just being immersed in… If you want to learn a language the most efficiently, you have to go to that
country. Yeah. Yep. And be around the people in that country. Yeah. I feel that.
So just being around, you know, just being in Korea, you learn Korean. And it's not just the words, but you get to learn context.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think that's really important.
It is. It is.
Nobody talks like how the books teach you.
Yeah.
Even in English.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nobody talks like that.
True that.
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Yeah.
That's
what they always say. So you were born in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you first came, that was your first time coming to Korea?
Apparently I came here when I was like a baby.
Oh.
But it was my first time.
Did you speak Korean at home in Seattle? Oh,
you did speak Korean. Okay.
Broken and I mixed it up
with English.
With English.
Oh, okay.
So my mom understood my broken speech.
They call it Konglish.
There you go. But my dad, my mom works as a cashier. So she's the one that confronts the customers and talks with them.
Right.
But my dad, he works as a chef. So he's in the back. Real English interaction.
Okay.
So it was always hard communicating with my dad because obviously the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the best things about me learning Korean was I get to speak with my father more.
Yeah.
Same here. Actually.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, my dad speaks decent English, but it's a different level when it comes to Korean. It's like you see a different part of your dad.
Yeah.
I feel
a deeper
that.
Side.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
My dad funny, bro. my dad cracked jokes. Mad jokes. Everything ends up into like a philosophical joke. So I was just like, I never seen this side of you, father.
Oh. Yeah. 아버지.
Yeah. Yeah, so although our topic, we kind of got a little out of line, a little away from the topic, but today's topic is holiday blues. For our listeners who are feeling that, I hope you guys, you know, aren't feeling too deep in that. You guys do get through it, I hope. And yeah, if you can, hit up whoever and you know, anyone that you're close to, you know, even just like a phone call, like contacting them, that could help too. Watch Elf. Will Ferrell.
Elf.
That's a good movie. That'll take you out of your holiday blues real quick. I always watch Elf every holiday.
Is that the one with the candy spaghetti?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Yep. Will Ferrell. That's my movie.
I feel like the holiday blues might be a little worse this year because of Corona because people are already dealing with loneliness. So it might just come like tenfold or like even harder. But… yeah, you're not alone, and
you're not.
I hope you guys have someone to reach out to and talk to during the Christmas season because it's kind of like Thanksgiving, right? Just showing gratitude for who you have and the people that you're surrounded with by. So just reach out, and even if it's like a little conversation, I hope you guys can do that with your family and your friends and your loved ones. And yeah, have a merry, jolly, happy Christmas.
Yo, Sam, do you want to say anything for your fans or for the listeners?
The listeners? It's okay not to have a Merry Christmas. I feel like.
Yeah.
Even that, if it is merry, if it is happy, fantastic. But it's okay not to.
Yeah.
If you're going through something, if you're going through like loneliness, you know what I mean? It's confronted. It's not the easiest way. It's not the easiest road to take, but Merry Christmas. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, though. It's not a Merry Christmas for everyone.
Yeah.
But if it ain't a Merry Christmas for you, it's just a day.
Bruh.
It's just
December 25th.
What society tells you should be a special day. But if it ain't a special day for you, who cares? It's just another day. I love you.
I made it weird, but yeah. In the end, I hope we're all good. We're gonna be good. Mm. We're gonna be happy.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be prospering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Prosper. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah. That being said.
Thank you, Sam, for joining us again. Do you have any spoilers or like upcoming releases?
I am currently writing music after a long, long hiatus.
Ooh.
And just kind of figuring things out, taking a break. I'm writing more music now. And yeah, I'm trying to come out next year.
Early next year?
Hopefully.
Okay. Is it going to be like a single or like an EP?
I think it's going to be a single. It's going to be a single.
All right.
And yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
It'll be amazing.
And I'll be back. Hopefully you guys will have me back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it when it's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. All right. Thank you so much for coming. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as well.
Uh-huh.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Mm-hmm. And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods. All right. Also, don't forget to subscribe and review. Get real. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
In the middle of something, I'm gonna back out.
No, it's fine. Thank you, everyone.
Peace. Merry Christmas. Texting.
privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.